item is conditional use number 2369, Leeward Chase Delaware LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2369 for Leeward Chase Delaware LLC, DE LLC, for a conditional use to allow 106 multifamily dwellings based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The property in this vicinity of the town of Georgetown, other residential developments, schools, commercial uses, and a large sports complex. This is an appropriate location for this conditional use. Two, the applicant seeks approval of duplex-style multifamily home structures. The comprehensive plan states that this type of development is appropriate in areas near main roadways, near commercial areas and employment centers, and with central water and sewer. All of these considerations are satisfied here. This use is also consistent with the Town of Georgetown's 2021 comprehensive plan. Three, the proposed development will have no more than 106 homes on 50.80 acres. The applicant will be required to contribute bonus density funds for each unit above the base density of 2 units per acre. Four, the County Engineering Department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for this site. Central water will also be provided. Five, DelDOT has determined that the project will have a minor impact upon area roadways. Six, the applicant is providing a buffer of at least 30 feet from all non-tidal wetlands, and the development will include approximately 35.98 acres of open space, which represents approximately 70% of the site. Seven, the project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding community. There are existing land uses in the immediate area with similar or more intensive characteristics. Eight, the Commission has recommended that the future land use map for this property be changed from commercial area designation to a developing area designation. Development such as a multifamily conditional use is appropriate in the developing area according to this plan. Nine, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. 10, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the residential conditional use is appropriate for this location. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 106 dwelling units within the project. The applicant shall be required to pay the bonus density fee for each unit that exceeds 2 units per acre as required by Section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. B, the applicant shall comply with the requirements of Section 115-22 conditional uses regarding a multifamily conditional use in the AR1 zoning district. C, a condominium association shall be formed to provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of buffers, stormwater management facilities, streets, amenities, and other common areas. D, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed in accordance with DelDOT's requirements. E, the development shall be served by Sussex County Sewer and comply with all requirements of the County Engineering Department. F, the development shall be served by central water. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. H, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. Sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of the interior streets. All street lighting shall be directed downward so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, all recreation amenities shall be shown on the final site plan. They shall be open for use prior to the issuance of the 30th duplex building permit of the 60th unit. J, a 20-foot wide vegetated or forested buffer shall be established along the perimeter of the site. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it is currently present in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer area shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located on the interior edge of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior of the development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. K, as proffered by the applicant, there shall be a minimum setback from non-tidal wetlands of at least 30 feet. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited unless indicated on the final site plan. off-site fencing shall be located along the interior limit of this buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of buffer area except as noted on the final site plan. L, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided by the entrance to the development. The location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plans. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Geographic Information Office. N, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. O, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan confirming all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas, and the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. P, given the proximity to the nearby airport, the applicant shall comply with all applicable requirements of the Federal Aviation Administration regarding the development, construction, and use of the project. Q, this final site plan shall include a final grading plan and shall be submitted to the county staff for review and approval. R, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. S, the final site plans shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
And moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2369 Leeward Chase Delaware LLC for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons, conditions, and stipulations stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in my motion.
And Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.